My Life Now is a half-hour podcast show which regularly features reviews of new releases and all-time classics of both traditionally published and self-published books.
Tune in for special guest interviews and, of course, helpful tips to not only write your next book, but also to help market it.
My Life Now is most often referred to as a great way for authors to get quality exposure and avid readers to discover their next read.
Without further delay, here's another stimulating episode of My Life Now.
Welcome back to another episode of My Life Now. Once again, my name is Dallas here. Today, we have another amazing author, Fiona Natt. Fiona, such a pleasure to have you here today. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you very much for asking, Dallas.
Yeah, and you have recently wrote a book and released it called The Process of Being Her. Healed,
that's correct.
Evolved, and Revived. I love that title. So just tell us a little bit about who you are, Fiona. Like, what led you to write this book? Where are you located? Some things like that. And then we'll go into the book a little bit deeper from there.
Okay, well, I'm located in London, UK, and I work with a lot of young people from a lot of traumatized backgrounds, and I've ran community centers and worked with several women's groups, actually. And I think just for my own life, my own personal experience, I think we all go through a process of life. And what I've noticed, and I think what led me to write the book, is that I was able to put them into three areas. And I think generally in life, we're either healing, we're evolving, or we're feeling quite revived. So when I came to thinking what title would I have, I thought, well, everything is a process. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you want to jump from being healed straight to being revived. You want to be evolved, but you still have to go back sometimes to be healed. And I just thought, you know what, if we can just simplify life the best way that we can manage it, manage a lot of trauma, a lot of pain, but understand that it's just a process. It's not forever. It's a process. And I think one way that I was able to get through my process of becoming her, should I say, healing, evolving, reviving, was through journaling. Mm-hmm. And I found that really helped me. So as much as this is a book with a lot of content on how to heal, how to evolve, how to revive, it's also a lot of questions that prompt you to self-reflect and ask questions. So it's in a kind of journal format as well.
Yeah, I love the title. Like I said earlier, Becoming Her, because a lot of people think becoming her, okay, what does that mean? Like, yeah, to be that wonderful woman. But then when you break it down, the healed, evolved, and revived, I think you're exactly right. I can look at my life where even I, as a man, have been in a healing season or an evolved season or a revived. And as you said, sometimes got to go back for that healing season again and then go back to the evolved. And so I think you're right. Everything is a process. I can absolutely agree with that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. And so moving forward a little bit, so about the book specifically, so what kind of opened this idea to write a book in the first place about this topic?
Well, funny enough, in 2020, I went through a season, and I'm currently in the process of organizing workshops on Searching Your Heart workshops, really. But in 2020, the first, believe it or not, 2020, January the 1st, my father passed away. 4 months later, my grand passed away. Then we heard the pandemic, and I lost a business, community center business. And I remember just, I'm always someone with a lot of vision, like what I want to do, where I want to be, where I want to go. And just in that period itself, I couldn't think past today. You know, I couldn't think, what am I going to be doing in five? Someone asked me, what am I going to be doing in 5 years? Honestly, I wouldn't have been able to explain to them. It was such a season. It was such an unknown season, should I say. I don't even want to say it was a bad season, because I think it strengthened me and it sharpened me in ways that I probably couldn't even imagine today. And it also made me quite occupied. And it was during that season that I finished writing the book, 2020. And I remember thinking, all right, yeah, I'm going to publish it now. I'm going to get it out now. And it's like, I just felt like, I don't know, God was just saying, no, actually, now you're going to go through the process. And I really did. And what's been so beautiful is that I just found a new direction. Obviously, I did the book I've always loved caring for young people. I manage a children's home. I work with
Wow.
several children from many broken backgrounds. And I don't know, I mean, I don't know what it's like in the USA, but we have something called Ofsted here that rate the service, how good we're doing, how what our outcomes are like with our young people. And we got good in every area of my first year of being a manager and just seeing how the young people are growing. And funny enough, I was able to speak to some of the young people about the process. And what was quite nice is that the young people would be coming back and saying, "Do you know where I think I am, Fiona? I think I'm evolving right now, and I'm going through a transition." And I realize sometimes when we have emotions and when we have feelings, if we can put them in a category just so that we can almost contain how we're feeling and focus on how we're feeling, it helps. And then in that, I really have evolved, you know. And I look at my life 4 years on and I'm like, I was in such a sad place because obviously I lost my father, who I
Right.
really grieve. My gran, I didn't grieve as much. I felt it was her time. The unknown of COVID, the pandemic, everything was just, and it just shows that we really do evolve. Nothing stays the same. And whether we like it or not, we evolve. You know, whether we think we're going to get, and I think for me, it's letting somebody know who's going through a season is it is just a season. It's not forever.
That's
It
a
is
good
just
point. That is a good
a
point.
season. And you know, it just brings hope. I think one thing in the midst of turmoil, somebody, what gets anybody through? You know, we want to just say, yeah, you'll be out of it tomorrow. But the reality is, you probably won't be out of it tomorrow. You've got to grieve. You've got to go through it. But there's hope and you will get through it. And I think that's what I want to explain to people. It's not a genie in a bottle where you can just ask for 3 wishes and it disappears. Like your problems, your heartache, your healing process does have to take place, but it will take place and you will come out the other end. And I think that's the hope that people need. That's the hope that people needed during the pandemic. That's the hope
Oh,
that
yeah.
people need when they are going through a bereavement, when they have lost a job, when they have lost family members, when they can't find direction. It's just the hope of knowing that you're not going to remain at that, in that position.
And Fiona, I work at a ministry here in Texas, and I work with a lot of guys who've been out of drug addiction and alcoholism and things like that. And so broken homes, broken families, all the things that you're talking about. And I've seen that people come and they have to face the problem, and either you face it and you go through it and you evolve and you revive and you thrive, or you don't. And if you leave, I've seen so many people leave and not face it, but the problems follow them. Like you said, they're going to be everywhere. And so we all have to take that time. And so your book encourages this daily reflection and looking back at our life. So how could we practically apply that to our life, if you could say today?
So sometimes it is like one of my sayings is sometimes you've got to become uncomfortable to be comfortable. And another saying that I strongly believe in is there's two things that will motivate us, either pain or vision. So either you get motivated via vision or you will get motivated via pain. So the book is really just talking about what, instead of trying to go down the pain route, let's try and focus on the vision route. How can you get out of it? What do you need to change in your life? So, for instance, if you found yourself quite lonely and you haven't got friends, do you get out and about? Do you go to this event? Are you somebody that could introduce yourself and say, "Excuse me, hi, my name is so and so"? Do you present yourself as a friendly person? And just anything, even people that want to date, get married, meet people, what are you doing to get out there? So it's quite a book to encourage you to come out of your comfort zone in order to be comfortable. It's as part of the heart, and you know, I break down everything. So I strongly believe in being humble. And I think part of the healing process does involve being humble. You know, when you're humble enough to say, "I am vulnerable, I am hurting, this is really a tender place for me," And I find that's the beginning of healing, being able to admit it's hard. And there's sometimes a lot of things that lay quite dormant in our lives, and they come to the surface, and it's how do we manage that? And then in terms of evolve, I speak about environment. Sometimes in order to evolve, you've got to change your environment. You have to change your friendship groups. You have to change. Sometimes you just have to change the decoration in your house. If everything's pretty, paint it, change it, put on a new perfume, dress differently, do a new hairstyle. Sometimes it's just a matter of change. And then to be revived, I found sometimes we want to go back. You know, in life, we pick up bad habits, we take on people's comments, we believe what people have labeled us. And it's almost about going back to that restored place of creation. Who was you created to be,
Right.
almost? You know, what was your intention? Who are you from the core? And you generally find, you know, we live in a society where media really make out everybody's evil and everybody, but actually, the majority of people are quite kind. And we're quite kind as human beings. We've been hurt, so we've learned to put up walls, we've learned to put up barriers, we've learned that's our coping mechanism, which generally can it can become a blockage as well. So it's just about how do we go back to our restored state, who we genuinely are, but we've got the wisdom to be able to guard our heart in all of that as well. And
Right.
associated with this book is just like seven principles, really. And they're basic principles. The book is very, it's a very easy read, but it's like a no-brainer when you read it. It's like that just makes so much sense. And it's something that you can go back to a quick reference. I find there's some books that really go quite deep with trauma bonds and attachment theories and attachment styles. And sometimes it can bring you into a maze when you're reading it. So I wanted something that was quite simple that you could just, and the questions that I would ask in this book really makes you have to go to that place of depth within yourself.
Yeah.
Dive into Keith Cooper's transformative journey in Taking the Mask Off, My Journey from Dr. Seuss to the Bible. Unveil layers of self-discovery and resilience. Through journaling, Keith navigates grief and embraces authenticity. This creative narrative, a transcription of his therapeutic path, is a compelling read. Experience the power of unmasking. Get your copy on Amazon and embark on a journey of reflection and healing. Discover a fusion of faith and fashion at Basinger by Design, where style meets spirituality in every garment and accessory. Explore their special collection featuring scripture-based designs and cross-themed accessories that express your faith affordably and stylishly. Your satisfaction is their priority. Visit Etsy.com/shop/Basinger by Design and find something you love.
If you could just give us one or two of your favorite questions, of course, without giving too much away, we still want to buy the
Yeah,
book,
no,
but
and I've got the book here,
yeah, if you could
and
just give us a couple.
no worries.
I'm ready to go deep right now. Let's
Right,
go.
so the first page I've just opened, one of them, what do you want your future heart to look like? You know, what do you want it to look like? And it, you know, and sometimes we talk about having feelings. So one of the questions is also, how do you feel about having those feelings? It's those levels. Sometimes we can just go, well, this is how I feel. But actually, I want to go deeper. How do you feel about having those feelings? And I think, like, again, even you can get stuck. You can feel, I don't even know how to answer that question because I'm not even used to going to such a place in questioning myself.
It's like an onion. Take it back. Take another layer back.
Literally,
Yeah.
literally. And then there's another one that I
I
think.
like that future one, your future heart, because it's so easy to think about the right now and the biggest obstacle today, and it's a mountain I can't get over. But when you think about your future heart, you kind of
Yeah.
make just different decisions today to have that future heart, hopefully.
Exactly. And then it's just little things like what was you like as a child? You know, what was you like as a child? And one of my childhood memories, funny enough, I remember playing Pass the Parcel. I was about three. It's probably one of my earliest childhood memories, actually. And I won the Easter egg. But the girl next to me started crying. And I remember I just gave her my egg. And I think that's probably was the core of me as a child. But then as we get older, we can get quite ruthless. I want it, it's mine. And it's just how, so that's why sometimes we have to go back to what was we like as a child. And again, that does bring up a lot of feelings, like what was your childhood like? You know, a lot of us, a lot of young people that I work with, a father, they don't know their fathers. It puts a strain, their relationship with their mothers. There's so many childhood breakdowns that we sometimes just take for granted and think, oh, that's just, that was just my life. But actually, it can lay quite dormant until your older years. And then sometimes it can take for you to have your own child. And then you're like, oh my gosh, I really recognize that I didn't feel, or my mum didn't have the same attachment to me that I have for my own child. So it will ask questions like that. And then again, another question is, what are some of your labels? What have some people labeled you? And then again, it would go on to say, how do you feel about those labels? Which labels do you want to drop? So, like I said, it's not just a question that will just one answer. It's like you said, an onion. It will then go in and in again and in again. And
So you're
yeah.
recommending this book to people who want to do some heart work. They want to do some surgery on the heart. They're in a place, like you
Definitely.
said, of grief, and they just want to figure life out a little bit more. That's kind
They
of what
just
you're
want to
saying
figure
here
life,
today.
yeah. And they just want to be revived. I think what's beautiful is that the whole thing is you want to be revived. You want to go through the process. You want to heal. You want to evolve. You want to be revived. And like I said, and ultimately it's the process of becoming her. And with her, another, you know, something that really rested on my heart was sometimes as women, we're mothers, we're daughters, we're wives, you know, we're best friends, we're colleagues, and sometimes we can forget who her is. You know, you're so again caught up by another label of, okay, I'm a wife, I'm a colleague, I'm a mother, I'm a daughter. And you can go through life where you think, well, who am I then? Who am I in all of this now? Where am I? Where is her? So it's quite a two-edged sword in it all, because you want to be revived, you want to be healed, you want to be, you know, evolve, but you also want to become her. And again, for women, we're nurturers, we're natural nurturers. So we plan to, you know, without a deformity, that's what we are. So it's very nice again to say, okay, but am I putting myself first? And I strongly believe you can only pour from a full place. And I think a lot of us, as women, as men as well, we're pouring from a place of we haven't really got it to give, which then leaves you in such a destitute place, such a, you know, you're giving the last of what you've got. And, you know, in the book, I do put a reference to if our phone battery is dying, we're quickly to find our charger. If we've got a car, we want to get it MOT'd every year to check everything's working. But what do we do to monitor ourselves and know when our battery's dying, when we need servicing? Where do we go to refill and recharge ourselves? So there's a chapter in this book that also talks about refilling, how to refill ourselves. And I believe that once we can refill, then we're in a position to pour out.
I love that. Thank you so much
Thank
for all
you.
of that. I have one last question for you today. So setting new goals and making conscious steps toward authenticity are other themes in your book. Just dive into that a little bit more if you can.
Yeah, so it's there's a column here that would ask just so let me try and find it here. So it's like areas in your life. So I've just taken four areas because I don't know why I find four is like just balance. And I think in order to have balance, you've got your career, which or your business, you've got recreation, you've got your hobbies, you've got your socializing, you've got your friendship groups, you've got your relationships with your family and your significant other. And I think they're the four areas that we want to try and maintain balance within. And sometimes, many a time, we're outbalanced. So we're doing work 70%. We're trying to find time to do a recreational activity. So in it, it would talk about the possible changes that are needed. So with your career, and I believe every day we should wake up and genuinely enjoy our lives. Like I genuinely enjoy my job. I couldn't do my job if I didn't enjoy it. And I just believe everybody's entitled to do something that they enjoy while they're here. And again, when you lose someone very close to you, it does make you think, oh my gosh, and that's the end of that. So let's enjoy that before it is just the end of that. It will challenge you to think, do you need a new job? Would you like to start your own business? Recreation, are you exploring new activities? Are you inviting people out? Socializing? Are you attending befriending groups? Are you getting rid of fake friends? Sometimes you just think, oh, this person hasn't really got my back. I know they're talking behind my back, but actually they're the only person that I know. No, you can move, get rid of those, and new will come in. It would talk about strategies, relationships, spending quality time together, communicating your feelings effectively, putting boundaries in place. And again, it's talking about the importance of boundaries, why we need boundaries, who's protected by boundaries, the respect that we get from having our own boundaries. And again, as much as the book does a lot of explaining why, I think what's most powerful is when we ourselves can understand why. And it's a learning process that you take from the book and think, okay, what can I do? So it's just like a nudge in the right direction. And I know there's a lot of people that don't, they're quite dubious of therapy, they're quite dubious of counselors. I mean, I advocate for them because I think it's needed, especially if you've got a good one and a positive one and somebody that's quite grounded. But a book like this, it does allow you to almost go there in advance, go there in your
Do that
quiet
work.
time.
It's
Yeah,
worth
do
it.
that work.
It's worth
Yeah,
it to be revived. For
definitely.
all of us out here who have went through the healing, the evolving, and we're reviving. And so we're thriving. Praise God. And so thank you for your time today, Fiona. I really appreciate it. If
You're
you could
so
tell our
welcome.
audience one more time, what is the title of your book and where can we
So
find
the
this? Where
book
can we
is
buy it?
called The Process of Becoming Her. I don't know if you can
All
see it there.
right.
It's on Amazon. The Process of Becoming Her, Healed, Evolved, and Revived. I'm also on Instagram. It's a new page, guys, because I'm just starting out. But you can find me on Fiona Nat 777. So
Wonderful.
three sevens, yeah.
Thank you so much. Fiona, I really appreciate it. And like I told you before we started recording today, I'm sure that you're going to write a second book. So please, when you do, come back. Come back to
I
the
will
show,
do.
share with our audience. And I hope you have success with this book. And I want to remind our audience to not just buy the book, but to review the book because it helps our authors so much when you leave a review of what this book did for you in your life and helping you to be revived. So thank you so much, Fiona, for joining us. We hope to see you back on the next episode.
Thank you so much. Take care. Thank you for interviewing me, Dallas.
Thank you for listening and supporting another episode of My Life Now.
Please remember to subscribe to our podcast show and share it with a friend.
Together, we can keep the message of these books alive.
Until we turn the next page together, stay classy.